what I can tell so far, through our vouchers and our money that we've already dealt out, we're at least a minimum of 1,500 firearms recovered from everyone who's wanting to get rid of a firearm so far today.
And they're mostly rifles and handguns?
And it's been a crossbreed of firearms. It's been anything from a revolver to a more modern semi-automatic handgun, rifle, a semi-automatic shotgun, and then some of the more unique firearms that we received, two rocket launchers from different parts of the south end of the county, as well as a flute that was converted into a firing device.
I wanted to talk specifically about the rocket launcher. We see one here, and how in the world could that get out on the streets?
That's a good question. I can't really expound upon that too much. My personal opinion is somebody, I believe, was in the military, maybe brought it back with them in the States and had it that way.
What will happen to these weapons?
They will all the weapons will be destroyed.
The rocket launcher, though, will you ask the U.S. military for more information about it and possibly return it to them if that's who it belongs to?
We will certainly call the U.S. Army, both of them were Army issued, and let the Army make them aware that we've recovered two of their rocket launchers, let them conduct their investigation, and then it'll be destroyed after that.
What can you say about the response that you've gotten today?
Response has been overwhelming. Our Sheriff G is ecstatic. His goal, our goal, was to make sure there was an avenue for anyone in the Tampa Bay area to get rid of any unwanted firearm. And we've achieved that today. As you can see, it's been overwhelming. We were supposed to open at 9 o'clock this morning. We opened a little after 8, and because we saw the lines building, and it's been continually a long line of at least a minimum of 100 to 150 vehicles at every location.
And what do you make of the thought that some people were trying to buy the firearms outside and most people opted to take less money and turn them in to be destroyed?
Yeah, I was asked that before about the competition with some private gun brokers surrounding some of the different locations, and I don't think that they've been extremely successful at all. These people had plenty of or ample opportunity to get rid of their firearms or sell them for more money, get their true value of maybe some of the nicer firearms, but they want the firearms destroyed. These are firearms that they don't want to end up in a burglar's hand, a target of a burglary. These are one that they don't want to ensure is not used in some type of accidental shooting. These people would rather wait an hour and a half in line to make sure the guns are destroyed and properly disposed of.
Finally, my last question is about how much money was distributed or will be distributed, and where did that money come from?
We're probably looking now, we're on pace with the 1,500 firearms, if it continues, to be around $200,000. And that comes from our seizure and forfeiture asset funds, our recovered drug funds. No taxpayers' monies were used in this endeavor.